Blackstone Audiobooks presents Casanova by John Masters. Prologue. In the last years of his life, Casanova wrote his memoirs. Here are the first words of the preface. I begin by declaring to my reader that, by everything good or bad that I have done throughout my life, I am sure that I have earned merit or incurred guilt, and that hence I must consider myself a free agent. The doctrine of the Stoics, and of any other sect, on the power of destiny, is a figment of the imagination which smacks of atheism. I am not only a monotheist, but a Christian whose faith is strengthened by philosophy, which has never injured anything. This is the man he wished the world to remember, an urbane and sophisticated Christian gentleman. The truth, as so often with him, is less glossy but much more interesting. His name has passed into our language as a synonym for great lover, and so he was. But he was also a devout Catholic, and a superstitious astrologer, a low-life scoundrel and a fearful snob, a sceptical Freemason and a servant of the establishment, an ingenious adventurer and an excellent writer. In a life that alternated between extravagant ostentation and abject penury, he met and conversed with Voltaire, Rousseau, Franklin, Catherine the Great, George the Third, Frederick the Great, and two popes. He was generous, mean, vindictive, proud, fawning, honest, lying, brilliant, stupid, unstable. And for part of his life his profession can most simply, though not quite accurately, be described as confidence trickster extraordinary. And in all this he was the embodiment of Europe at its splendid, decadent peak.